May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Let me start with a story told in a sermon by Anne Dillon-Schneider. Once there was a little boy who was so excited one Sunday after practice for the church Christmas play that he practically jumped into the minivan when his mother came to pick him up. When he finally settled into the back seat, his mum called back to him, "So what part did you get that's making you so excited?" The boy could hardly contain himself. "I got the part of the hero." "The hero?" she asked. "Are you Joseph?" "No, mum." The look he shot her made it clear that he thought she was truly clueless. "Are you the lead shepherd just like last year?" "No, mum." She really didn't get it. "Are you going to be a king and wear a crown this year?" "No, mum, it's better than that." "The angel Gabriel?" "No!" "Tell me you're not the baby Jesus." "Oh, mum, I told you I'm the hero of the whole show." "Well, who are you?" "I'm the innkeeper," the boy announced, grinning from ear to ear. Without the innkeeper, there wouldn't have been any place for Jesus to be born. Many of our Christmas traditions and experiences are based in Victorian practices and not on biblical or gospel accounts of the first Christmas. The preparations with parcels and the decorating of houses have been enriched by encounters with Charles Dickens's story, A Christmas Carol. Our ideas of the innkeeper also seem to come from that period of time, as we tend to think of an inn, a hotel, or a guest house where numerous people were staying. With that image in our heads, it's not a huge stretch of our imagination to imagine the stable where the animals were rested and fed before setting off on the next part of whatever journeys they were to make, and where the domestic livestock to supply the catering needs of the hosts and guests were kept. Our embellished understanding of the inn at which Joseph and Mary are turned away is likely to be a far cry from the story that's told in the gospel. So familiar are we with a story that we've heard retold each year that we claim to know the details and listen only scantly to what is relayed by each of the writers. If we listened carefully, we might have found ourselves asking, where is the innkeeper? Luke makes no mention of this figure. Instead, we're simply told there is no room in the inn. In case you think that's a detail found in one of the other three Gospels, I can offer the very firm assurance that it's not. The story of Mary and Joseph travelling to Bethlehem only happens in the Gospel of Luke. Only in Luke do the shepherds visit. The Gospel of Matthew's Nativity has the family already resident in Bethlehem, and it is the Gospel of dreaming and wise people. And there are no nativity stories told in Mark or John. So let's lose the notion of a double trees Hilton that turns the Holy Family away at the door. The Greek word kataluma that we've translated into English as inn could be anything from a guest room to a hostel or just a simple shelter. The person who tells the Holy Family could be anything from a landowner with an informal shelter like a cave to a host of a boarding house with a fully decked out stable. But what is key to the story is that they're busy. Town is busy. And yet they are not hostile or unsympathetic. Instead, they create a space in which a young couple can shelter. There's a strong biblical tradition that suggests that those who prepare space for visitors are the hosts of God's presence. Our reading from Isaiah speaks of sentinels who stand watching for those who are to be welcomed back to the heart of God. And while we think of Jerusalem as a city in Israel-Palestine, Jerusalem is also a metaphor for being in the divine presence. Those who come through the gates are to find a celebration waiting for them, for the search for them is over, and they are instead holy people with a place at the heart of God. There is no mention of an innkeeper within the nativity story. But while that's not there, Luke's gospel contains within it the story of the Good Samaritan, where the Samaritan takes the injured man to an innkeeper and asks him to care for an injured man until he's well again. As the gospel draws to a close, Jesus asks the disciples to prepare for the Passover. They ask him where, and he tells them that they're to follow a man carrying a water jar who'll lead them to a prearranged room. And again, an unnamed innkeeper becomes a significant part of making room for the presence of God. Named or unnamed, noted or hidden, the role of the innkeeper is significant. There's a clear reminder that in welcoming God, the hurry and scurry of preparations should be set aside to enjoy the presence of others. Even when our lives are fit to bursting, we are to be surprised by the teeniest wee corner in which the vulnerable light of God flickers and draws others towards its engaging warmth. The hospitality that the innkeepers of the gospel offer is not riotous parting to the well-known best of friends. It's instead a willingness to open the door to the stranger, to echo our own vulnerability in the needs of those who stand before us. In a book called And You Welcomed Me by Amy Oden, she explores the notion of hospitality shared by the ancient Hebrew community and then by Greek culture. The ancient Hebrews always understood themselves as strangers. In a land that belonged to God, humanity was always the stranger to be welcomed. So hospitality centered around the sharing of resources that people might be drawn to closer to God. In contrast, Greek culture had a well-developed notion of hospitality, where entertainment thrived, and the gospel parables of dining with Jesus and welcoming strangers sought to subvert those notions. She writes, God's household does not rest on the usual family and social ties that reinforced status and brought mutual benefit. In returning to the stable, to wonder at the vulnerability of God in the manger, we are uprooted from the security of our homes and families and reminded that all life belongs to God. In staring at the vulnerability of an infant, we recognize our own frailties, and in making the child welcome, we allow ourselves a moment of growth as we are changed by that experience. But the birth of the infant and the encounter with vulnerability are not for one night alone. In a world where rootless strangers travel daily, we should be reminded that when the world belongs to God, we are all rootless strangers. And be willing to see Christ in another, that they might meet Christ in us. Becoming the innkeeper means that someone may never know our name, but instead they will meet Christ in the unknown guise of a stranger, and so be able to share their experience of love with another. May we all be innkeepers. As Christmas morning has arrived, may you welcome Christ into your hearts and find yourselves welcomed at the stable. Happy Christmas.